WW Mobile.
David, hope you're doing well, and I hope that cup of coffee's good this morning.
As a matter of fact, I'm on my second cup. I've been sitting here watching the local news and weather and kind of just waiting around for somebody to talk to this morning. I wasn't real sure there'd be anybody on the radio with it being Friday.
One of them five-day-a-week jobs, so I won't be on any next week. We'll be gone to the beach, but this is the last day till vacation.
Got a good spot down there? Are you camping or got a house or what's going on?
Take the camper down below Buford to Hunting Island. And that it's a, I don't know if you've ever been there, just a remote island, just the park and the lighthouse. But, man, it's supposed to be hot down there.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. I think like we were all talking yesterday, hopefully there'll be a bit of a breeze on that beach and it won't be so bad out there on the beach.
So I haven't ever been down there when it wasn't breezy, but, you know, it's always the first time, I guess.
Yeah, we used to go, had a little timeshare down there at North Myrtle Beach, and we'd go down there every year around my birthday, which also happened to be Bike Week. I've got quite a collection of Bike Week t-shirts, but anyway, it was just about always a nice breeze on the beach itself.
We do a little bit of fishing down there this time. We're taking a 10-year-old granddaughter with us so she can learn about the beach.
Time we went, sister-in-law's kind of into the timeshare thing, and we've been down around Hilton Head a few times, and it's been nice down there, and a million years ago, we camped out at Edisto. We enjoyed that, but, you know, we haven't been to Huntington Island.
Just the park and the lighthouse, a lot of really nice wildlife, and that, it's not crowded. That's kind of the way we like it, but it's 20 miles back to anything if you need to go to the store.
Kind of seemed like it was sort of like that at Edisto. What I can remember, like I said, that was 25 years ago when we did that. Wound up passing the camper on to my brother because we just weren't using it, but it was a small 14-foot camper and had a good bit of age on it. My dad acquired it, you know, way back in the day. It was, you know, like made in the 70s, but a company called Glider, which, you know, short-lived company. Anyway, it was a pretty decent little camper. It was, you know, good for two people, but, you know, you wouldn't want to took a family out in it.
Yeah, we got a 25-foot, and it's got a slide on it, so it's just kind of all open in the middle, just me and Mama and the dogs on it. Man, we had probably the best beach trip I had was down there at Edisto. We got to stay at the beach campground in a tent, and man, it was an awesome time.
That was something I added to that camper. Took out the front window and put an air conditioner in it, so, you know, while we were at Edisto, too hot, we could, you know, just go on in the camper and stay in it till later on in the evening and then go back out on the beach.
And I hope it's not too hot down there. Like I said, it'd be the granddaughter's first real time to the beach, so I'd like for her to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, I remember when I was a teenager, the heat didn't really bother me that much at the beach. I think the younger you are, the less the heat, you know, gets to you.
Right about that. KN4 GFW.
4NXY. Yeah, I don't remember where you work.
Chemical plant up in Spartanburg called Lubrizol. They make all kinds of additives to go in other people's stuff. Nothing you would have heard of, but I guarantee you almost everything you use every day has got something of theirs in it, from cosmetics to lotions to soap, windshield washer fluid, WD-40, all the motor oils, stuff to make diapers absorb. They make a lot of additives.
That's cool. That's right interesting.
30 or 40 plants around the world, and they're in all the major countries, and you know, it's got to be a good company. Warren Buffett owns them.
Well, how many miles from your house to work?
Something like that. I'm gonna get on 85 here, headed north at where 29 and 85 meet, and I'm just gonna run up there to exit 80.
Nothing going on 85. You probably don't have too bad of a trip in the mornings.
In construction or a wreck, it ain't real bad. I saw yesterday somebody got ran over up there, I guess in Cherokee County, walking around on the interstate in the dark.
Yeah, something kind of had to be seriously wrong with that fella, because he was walking around with no clothes on, and seemed like, from what I heard, whoever hit him, they just kept on going.
Man, I'm going in a bad spot. KN4 GFW.
KF4 NXY.
Back. A little low spot with electronic sign down here on 29. You know where the old tadpoles fish camp used to be? That's my bad spot.
I think I remember that fish camp, and seemed like it might have been another one up that way. Went to a time or two, a long time ago. They still got fish camps anywhere?
Oh, that one, that tadpole, it burned down here, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago. And that's, I don't know of any around here right now.
I think there was one over around Easley, but I don't know if it's still there or not.
But the doctor checked yesterday to get y'all fixed up.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm doing so much better. I mean, you know, it looks like I'm still going to have a fair amount of pain when I first get up, but then I take the thing that I adjust the device with. It looks just like a little cell phone, and I cranked up the voltage a little bit a while ago, and it started, you know, tingling, and then I backed off the voltage. It's pretty much just a fancy TENS machine that's implanted in you, and it's got, you know, four leads coming off of it to different spots of the spinal column, and the program I got set up right now, it works on the right side of my body, from my right hip down to my ankle, pretty much, and that's where I've had a lot of issues the last several years. So yeah, it's helping a good bit. I think I'm going to be pleased with it.
I'm glad it's working out, and you can get some relief and maybe get some quality of life back without hurting.
Yeah, that's a lady at church. That's, you know, what she said. She's got the same thing implanted. She's a couple of weeks ahead of me, but anyway, that's what she was saying. She's tired of not having any quality of life, because, you know, you don't feel like doing anything, and even when you do something, you don't really enjoy it. So, you know, you get that pain level down to a 2 or 3 or a 4, then instead of a 8 or a 9, then you know, then you can kind of enjoy stuff. Like me and you, the only ones in here this morning.
We went to the beach. It should be about time for Anthony to pop in here. I think him and Miss Angela got to work today. And Eric's probably working from home. Patrick, he's probably sleeping in.
They call Patrick in a while in the mornings. And a dude was in here yesterday. He might get on in here in a little bit.
Good day to catch him. I think every other Friday he goes out and has breakfast with his son, but I think that's not going to be until next week.
Speaking of which, I think, you know, the morning crew here ought to get together sometime. I don't know, lunch or afternoon or something at a Waffle House and, you know, kind of lay eyeballs on each other. I know in the past, anytime I've met somebody I was talking to on the radio, they didn't look nothing like what I thought they would look like. You know, you kind of get a picture in your mind of what somebody looks like by their voice. But, well, give you, for instance, there's a musical group I like, Journey, and when I first time I saw the lead singer, I said, wow, that's, you know, that singing voice didn't match to me what the guy looked like. And it's, you know, I think it's, it might be the same way we're, you know, talking on ham radio. But anyway, I don't know, maybe one of these days, you know, I know all the guys at work, it probably wouldn't be all that convenient, but you know, sometime maybe on a Saturday or something, we could all, you know, get together and meet up for lunch or something.
Matt, it's good to get to know who you're talking to. And that we've done it a few times, some of the morning crew. And that we've met at places for dinners like Cracker Barrel and over there at Silver Bay. And that we've done it a few times, but it seems like this life just gets in the way. And it, have you heard Jody here lately? I haven't heard from Jody in a while.
I hadn't heard who now? Jody either. I'm pretty sure I got a phone number for him. I think I'll shoot him a text today and see how he's doing.
Out and about today, or are you just staying inside, staying cool?
I might wander around a little bit today. I got permission from the doctor to drive now. All I got to do is, you know, turn the device off before, you know, I go driving. They don't want me to get an electrical shock while going down the road. That might not be so good. But, yeah, so I got permission to drive again, which I haven't had for a little while, so I might think of an excuse to go somewhere for a little bit.
Awesome. Even if it's just to the grocery store, right?
It just, you know, nothing else. Just run down the road a little ways. Got a little Dollar General down the road in the hot spot. Or run on down to Greenwood and walk around Harbor Freight a little bit. You know, just something to get out and about and be moving. Get off today.
4. I'll be back home by about 4:45.
I'll try to be listening for you about then, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. I think I'm going to go in the kitchen and round up a little food to go with this coffee. Enjoy talking with you this morning. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure. You have a good day at work, and I hope to catch you this afternoon. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
David, really good to talk to you as always. And you have an awesome day, and enjoy that getting out and about. And be safe and stay cool, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.